League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Drunk that much since I've been a comedian. I tend to drive places. I think I've got quite an addictive personality anyway, so for multiple reasons I don't tend to drink too much nowadays. However, there is one incident that probably put me off drink forever. So the start of this story was, I was like 14, 15 years old, and I went on my first double date to a cinema. And my friend Duncan had this girlfriend, Heather, who was beautiful. And, she brought a friend, and it was, from memory, a bit awkward. I think we went to see The Money Pit with Tom, is it Tom Hanks? What are we doing? You know, we're 14, 15 years old. For me, that was like too soon. That was too soon to be on a date. Duncan was one of those kids you get in every school that seems about 10 years older than everyone else. From memory, he was already having sex, and it was never really clarified to me, but it was like he lived in a flat with another girlfriend at 15. You know, he had independent wealth, and he was this cool guy around town, and he was 14. He'd only fucking hit puberty. And also, we were at an old boys' school. How had this happened? As I talked about in a previous episode, the way we met girls was to hang around shopping centres on a Saturday. That was it. How was Duncan so fucking cool? Very unfair. And awkwardly, on this double date, you know, his date that day was this girl, Heather, also super cool, beautiful, and seemed older than a year. She was a swimmer and swam for England Youth, and she had this maturity. So I was supposed to be hooking up with a mate, but unfortunately it was like, oh God, you're amazing, Heather, you're amazing. You're amazing. Later, I was 17, 18 years old, and finally, we could stop hanging around shopping centres to meet girls. Because in the sixth form, the girls came to our boys' school for drama lessons, and looking back, it was probably the educational system going, boys, these are girls, yeah? These are girls. Stop being so disgusting. This is real life. This is the outside world. In a year's time, it's not just grammar school boys. It's not just boys who pass this ridiculous 11 plus exam a few years ago. It's not just boys who were all good at these visual puzzles. Stop trying to electrocute each other. Girls exist. But it was great anyway, because one of these girls was Heather. And she was a great actress, of course she was. And I got to know her better, and we were doing this Christmas show, and it was cool. And then we ended up at this party. And I was, 17. But again, Heather seemed so much older. She had loads of cool friends. And suddenly I was in this party with a lot of drink and drugs. And I had no real experience of drugs. But I had to, act like I did. I didn't really drink very much at this time. I was like, Coke. Coke, cool. You know, I might do that in a bit, but in the meantime, have you got any Coca-Cola with a straw for my teeth? I'm a bit more into that shit. I'm into Coca-Cola and fucking hot chocolate and marshmallows. Never been a big drinker, yeah. Anyway, I remember weird shit going on at this party. Someone was on drugs and heavily on drugs and fucking going and they did my tarot reading. I got the fucking tarot. Maybe I should talk about that another time, but I got the fucking death card. Of course I did. And she said, "Oh, don't worry. Death doesn't mean death." I was like, "Of course it does. I'm fucked now. I'm fucked. I need to start living right now at this party. I need to start drinking more. I need to start taking drugs. Getting fucked up. And maybe I'd be as cool as Heather." So I drank a little bit more that night. And after about an hour, Heather said, "Come upstairs. I want to show you something." We went into the bedroom and we lay on the coats and we kissed, and it was amazing. This girl, cool girl who had, not cool girl, she wasn't a cool girl. This cool girl who I'd fancied for a few years. Here we were kissing, and this is why you should never drink before, like stand-up. So I suddenly thought it was the drink. The drink made me a bit cooler. This is what I'm going to do more. I'm going to drink more. So we kissed for a bit, and I thought, oh, wow, we're going to have sex here. There was loads of people at this party, and it didn't happen. But she said, at the end of the night, she said, "Come to this party tomorrow night in town. It's Christmas fancy dress. I'll see you there." Like, this is it, my first love. A party, Christmas fancy dress. I want to look cooler, not too much. I don't want to turn up as a fucking Christmas tree. I want to carry on kissing Heather. So I decided what I'm going to do, I'm going to sew on baubles, Christmas baubles, onto a waistcoat. Yeah, you heard me. So I spent the whole Saturday sewing on baubles onto a waistcoat. But it was all going to be worth it, because the love of my life was at this party. And it was just before Christmas, and it was going to be magical. And the start of the rest of my life with Heather. So I turned up in town to meet this mate first, because I said, let's have a few like pre-drinks. Let's have some drinks, because drinking makes you cool, right? So we did this at a pub in town, and because I was drinking more than usual, you know, so was my mate, and my mate definitely had one too many. I know I'm proud, but I've had one too many. Going to this party, right? Even though I was half cut and my mate was full cut. We got into a black cab, all excited to get to this party, and it was just a 5-minute journey in this cab. We could have walked and sobered up. We could have walked. Maybe it was the swaying of the cab. Whatever. But really, because my mate had one too many. He was violently and uncontrollably sick, projectile vomit. And because I'd had one too many as well, my instincts were off. So I thought, because I'm sensible, I don't want to be fined by the taxi driver, so I'll try and catch the sick. It ricocheted off my hands, all over my waistcoat, covering every bauble in a Christmas sicky mess. All of our money gone in one hit. Sick hit. And we had to give the taxi driver like 75 fucking pounds. soil charge. We were fucked. But I thought, I've got to get to this party. Of course I do. I said to my mate, sober up. We've got to get to this party. This is the rest of my life. This is my whole life right here. And we turn up at the door of this club. And probably because we'd been to an all-boys school, we didn't realise when boys stank. So although I ditched a bauble waistcoat in the road outside the club, we were just two little boys, weren't we? 17 years old, just boys stinking of sick. And there was no way we were going to get into this party. And I kid you not, as we were being turned away by the bouncers, I look inside the club, and there's Heather, kind of half smiling at me, and dancing with Duncan. And I suddenly thought, you can have too much drink, for sure. But you can also have too much hope. You can have too much hope, right? That tarot reader was right. There was a death, and it came very quickly. The death of hope. You can have too much hope. And that night, in terms of hope, I definitely had. One too many. Come take me home. One too many. No regrets, though. Nothing, right?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.